The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So I hold here the rarest book in my library, of which there are only 3 existing copies known to man, mostly because it would be what is the exact opposite of a New York Times bestseller. It would definitely put you to sleep, probably better than Ambien at any given time, and it is so unreadable in places, I can promise you the author himself has not actually read it, though he did spend a long year of his life writing it while also trying to plan a wedding and a move across the country, when I don't recommend you try to write a book. But it is a book on a curious topic that was made famous by the Harry Potter novels, to use a very well-used sermon illustration of my predecessor, apparently. The first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, or the Sorcerer's Stone, you think is just a made-up fantasy idea, but in fact was something that Christians and doctors of the church searched for years and decades throughout the Middle Ages. That famous stone that could turn lead into gold, could cause you to live forever, could make everything perfect, could turn even the most poor person into the richest one on earth. You could finally turn even that which is garbage in your midst into gold more than the king had in his treasury. And those who were alchemists and tried to find this were deeply feared by the kings of the time, because if someone was really able to make gold out of nothing, their treasury would suddenly be worthless and they wouldn't be king anymore. And so they were hunted down very carefully and even hanged on golden gallows to make sure that they did not ever threaten the power of the great kings and queens of the Middle Ages. But following after Christ's idea that water could be turned into wine, so the ancient philosophers and early scientists thought, maybe we can change other things into other things as well, and could change even lead into gold. And there is actually in Rome, that we will probably see, a door that was famously exited by one of the great alchemists, who you could tell was successful because gold dust seemed to fall out of his pants as he walked. That they put all of these mystical symbols over the door, hoping that someone sometime would be able to understand and recreate his amazing discovery. But we wonder, while we know now that you really can't turn lead into gold, there really is often not something like a free lunch. We often still look for that opportunity to find one thing that will turn our lives from what they are into perfection, that will turn what we have, what is our problems, into perfect solutions. We look for that magical sorcerer's stone in our own lives to turn what we are going through into that dream life where nothing is a problem. Just as Christ turned water into wine, saving this long, days-long wedding feast from being a disappointment into an even more wonderful party than they could have imagined. But the question is, what is that stone which turns lead into gold in our own lives? What is that practice that will turn the water of our current lives into the wine of divine life in Christ? And once again, Mary gives us that answer in one of her few lines throughout the New Testament. She simply tells the people of the room, do whatever he tells you. And while that sounds quite simple, how often is it that we don't think about that phrase, that we don't actually try to live out the simple idea of doing what he tells us? Rather, we often get caught up in what we think he told us or what we think might work better. But I promise you, he didn't say, blessed are those who have a ton of money because their life will be problemless. He did not say, blessed are those to whom nothing bad happens because I like them more. And he also did not say, God helps those who help themselves, which is one of the most quoted biblical phrases that is not in the Bible, but instead was said by Ben Franklin, but that's a personal pet peeve. But we often forget that simple idea that that which turns the lead of our difficult lives into the gold of divine life is simply doing what Jesus told us. We are always looking for solutions to problems to come in the form of, well, if I could just make more money, life would be better. If I just didn't have this particular person in my life, life would be better. If I didn't have to go through this medical problem, if I didn't have to go through this, life would be better. But Christ tells us that it is a different way towards the life he promises us. Rather, he says that as you accept the weakness of our lives, as we accept that we control very little in this world, as we accept that we are dependent on God rather than able to fix our own problems, so he promises to turn the water of our lives into the wine of Christ if we are but willing to do as he tells us rather than we feel comfortable doing or would like to do. It is truly a simple command, but one that takes a lifetime of living to even begin to try to do. But when we look for the solutions to our problems where Christ has definitively told us they are not, we stand no chance of living this great, enlivened life that he promises to give us. And so as we go out into the world, as we continue to come into this church every Sunday to hear what he tells us, may we go out and try to do whatever he tells us. Even though we will not always succeed, it will not be easy. We won't always know what that is perfectly at the time. May we rely on the promise that it is that which is that stone that turns lead into gold. It is that which is the solution to the problems that seem to plague us and that have no seeming hope in them. It is that which promises to turn water into wine, and the God who can control even the smallest things in this world and is willing to change them solely to make us happier as people will give us what he has promised, if we but listen to our Holy Mother and do as he tells us. Amen.